With me in the studio tonight is Nicholas Rodina, who is one of the co-founders of Salsa on the Square. Thanks for coming back in again.
Thank you, Lee.
8th year this year.
I believe so. 8 years, yes.
And tell us what's going to be going on this year.
Well, it's a lot of the same, which is a good thing. This year also, just like in years past, every Thursday night throughout the summertime, starting May 7th, down on Fountain Square in Cincinnati, we have Salsa on the Square, which kicks off at 7 o'clock, goes until 10 o'clock every Thursday. We feature a live Latin band and dance instruction on the breaks, tons of great food and tons of dancing and lots of fun.
Tell us about some of the bands who are going to be there.
Yeah, a lot is the usual talent we have in Cincinnati because we have a lot of really, really great talent here in Cincinnati with Latin music. I'm always really proud of what we can represent here in Cincinnati because it's kind of an enigma that is happening here in Cincinnati. But we have a really great, healthy Latin scene. The usual favorites this week will be Tropicoso, a group called Candela, Clave Son, of course, Son del Caribe. We also have my little small group called Zumba, the band. We also have from Indianapolis, again, Stacy Sandoval and Grupo Tumbao. And this year, we've got a couple new surprises. There's a group from Louisville, Kentucky, which I wasn't aware of until this past year, called the Kentucky Salsa All-Stars, which we'll be bringing to town. Also, a new one to the season is Monk River, which is a kind of a Latin jazz mambo-style band. Another favorite we had a couple years ago, which we try to bring back as often as possible, is Brian Anderson and the Afro-Cuban Cartel, which is a new, not a new group, but Brian and I played together years ago in a group called Bailando Desnudo. He since had moved to San Francisco. He's been there for many, many years, and he started his own Latin jazz group, the Afro-Cuban Cartel. So I try to bring my friends back. So they're coming back at the end of the season. And then the last act of the whole season is something we're calling the Latin Beat Project, which was put together by Jaime Morales, who leads the band Son del Caribe. It's great. It's a big all-star band of a lot of people that make up all the rest of the bands here in Cincinnati. So it's a really great, fun time for us all.
And that'll be September 17th, the very last one.
Yep, September 17th.
So that's every Thursday night from 7 to 10 on Fountain Square.
Yep.
And you're going to have dance instruction?
Right. So I've been doing this for a long time, and I realized there's a marriage between the bands and the dancers, and that's just part of what happens down there. It's that important that you want to be able to dance. And if you don't know how to dance, you want it to not feel like you're scared to go on the dance floor or something. So we have dance instructors, different dance instructors all the time. And what happens is when the band takes a break, the dance instructors come out and teach a huge salsa class, just teaching usually basics. Sometimes they'll teach merengue or bachata, but mostly it's the basics of salsa dancing.
And what kind of food is going to be there?
Every year, I don't quite know. I'm not in control of the food, but it's always good. The last couple of years, we've had this really great Puerto Rican restaurant that's been coming down there. They were just there a couple of weeks ago for Cincy Cinco. They're great. They always have a massive line, and it's empanadas and tostones. It's a really great thing. So
it's a very vibrant scene.
I say this every year when I come back here and talk about this. It's just a wonderful scene. It's in the heart of the city. It's free. All ages. It's just a really diverse event, and everybody feels safe. And for me, obviously, I play in a lot of these bands, and I'm always looking out at the audience, and I see, you know, the usual people dancing, a lot of people that I recognize from all these years. But the thing I enjoy the most are the kids. Like, you see kids just going nuts, and they're having such a great time, and they're smiling, and they're dancing with their family, and it's just a really wonderful, unique scene here in the city that I'm really proud of. It's not just dancing. It's a really great, great scene.
I went to your Facebook page, Salsa on the Square Facebook
page. Salsa on the Square Facebook.
You really get a lot of sense of what's going on, especially when you mention the kids, because there are kids' photos on that webpage.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's a local photographer. He's also a musician named Victor Velez. And Victor, he's on this will be his third one. He's produced this book called Salsa on the Square, and it's a photo book. And from the beginning, he's been taking pictures. And there's so many wonderful pictures of kids. But the great thing is that you'll see these kids age over the years. These really, really young kids, and then he'll be like, can you believe that this kid is now 8 or 7? And you can show it in pictures throughout Salsa on the Square. So, yeah, lots of smiles from kids, for sure.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight.
You're welcome, Lee. Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Nicholas Rodina, who is one of the co-founders of Salsa on the Square. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.